I think what we need to do, Christine, will you just slide out with your crew if y'all want to go? And I just want us to kind of move on in the flow this morning. And I guess y'all can sit down if you want to sit down or whatever. But Kim texted me this morning and felt like the Lord has really dropped a word in her for the body this morning. I want her to come and share that this morning, and let's just see what God has in store for us.
Good morning. So yesterday, Tom and I were just really marveling that it's been almost 18 months that we've been in what we still call our new house, I guess, because we lived in the other one so long. And one of our favorite things about living in this particular house is that we back up to woods. And we have all these windows on the back of our house. And every day we just feel like we're on vacation to get to sit in our family room and look out over the woods, and there's lots of God's creatures out there. But there's one problem. Almost daily, birds fly into those windows. And I can't tell you how nerve-wracking it is. I mean, the cat even knows the sound and will come from the other side of the house charging to see where the bird is. And sometimes they make it up to the window. It's a soft crash and they fly off and whatever. Sometimes they hit a little harder and they kind of fall, you know, down on our patio, and you can see they're breathing hard. Their little sides are heaving. They don't know what happened. Their eyes are kind of half closed. They're trying to recover, I'm sure, from a concussion. And sometimes they don't make it. This is really hard, you know, to just see that day after day. So this morning, yesterday we had one of these such occurrences, but this time it was a dove. And Courtney, if you're ready. She's trying. Just whenever. So, yeah. We don't know if it's a male or female, but it's been sitting there under our little cafe chair for a day now. And when it hit pretty hard. And Tom went out, and there was blood coming out of its mouth, beak, whatever. And he did what he could, and we put water out, and there it is. And when I was sitting there this morning having my coffee, and I'm thinking, is this bird, you know, what are we going to do with this bird? Is it going to get better? Is it going to, you know, whatever? And the Lord just started speaking this to me to share. See, when these birds are flying in to the window, it's because they see the reflection of the woods. They think they're flying, you know, into the trees, but they're actually going the opposite way. Mm-hmm. And it's a surprise to them each and every time. And there are all those different levels of effects that it has on these birds. So I want to read you the definition of an illusion. It says, a thing that is or is likely to be wrongly perceived or interpreted by the senses, a deceptive appearance or impression, a false idea or belief. And that's what these birds have. They're flying into an illusion of, you know, what looks like a good thing, the thing that they need, the thing that they want. And so what the Lord wants us to understand this morning, that if you're struggling with a breakthrough, I know of three reasons. Sometimes the enemy can have a stronghold and we don't know it. We can suffer our whole life with that, you know, until we get help. And that's why there are wise ministers that, you know, there could be things back in the family. And that's not really the topic for today. But another reason could be that we're contending for something. But that feels different. You know when you're contending because, you know, you have that sense that God has put you on that path. You might meet resistance, but instead of bringing you down, it just makes you stronger, you know? And it's like even when you want to give up, you can't because you just know, right? But illusion is different. It feels like flying into something invisible over and over. It's disorienting. It's confusing. You feel like there are no answers, no breakthrough. And I want to read a verse to you from Isaiah. It says, this is what the Sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel, says. In repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength. And I know a lot of times when we hear the word repentance, we think, you know, I've got to have this godly sorrow and I'm fighting off shame and I did a bad thing. And there can be sin involved in our lives where maybe we need some godly sorrow. But repentance is really a turning of direction, right? It's a mind change, a direction change. And it doesn't always have to be because of a sin. Would you agree? Right? I mean, obviously, if there's sin, we, you know, want to do that. But there are other times where we're not in sin, but we fly into that illusion, and we need to go the other way. So repenting is really more about what you're directed toward more than what you're turning away from. Right? Right? That's not my original. I have to give Graham Cook credit for that. You know, Scripture says that we're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, right? Wouldn't you agree that when it says in Isaiah that in repentance and rest that we're saved and quietness and trust is our strength, isn't being seated a position of rest? And if we're seated in Christ Jesus in heavenly places, guess what that means? It means we're looking the same direction God is. We didn't turn our chair around and God's facing this way, but we're sitting over here, you know, looking like this. We're looking and seeing what he sees. Right? Sometimes we keep hitting that invisible barrier because it's, you know, we're beholding something and it feels right. Sometimes it's familiarity that causes it to feel that way, but we need the courage. We need the wisdom, we need the strength to make another choice that might feel counterintuitive. So consider that. Sometimes the right thing feels counterintuitive. So if I was going to unlock or unleash my wicked humor on you, I might say, don't be a bird brain, but I'm not that person. Here's what God wants you to know. If something isn't working, if you can't get breakthrough, ask him if you're contending or if you're flying into an illusion. And ask him to help you turn 180 to see what he sees. Because the word also says without vision, that would be a correct vision, people perish. And that's what we see every day with these birds. It's like an everyday occurrence, right? So I want to pray for us. Lord, I just thank you that you said we can come to you and ask for wisdom. And Lord, I ask you that for every person here that needs a breakthrough of some kind, that you would reveal if we are contending or are we flying into an illusion and we just need to turn around. And Lord, you've made it so simple. You've said that in turning around and resting in that place in you, that we're saved. And Lord, you said that it's our strength to get quiet and trust in you, even when something might feel counterintuitive. Lord, what would you have us see? I ask that you would open the eyes of our understanding. Open our hearts, Lord.
Can we just sit here a minute? Maybe just close your eyes and just let the Lord speak to you. I believe that word is for several of us this morning. Just ask the Lord to reveal that to you. Is there something that you're trying to get through, something that you've been battling with, and it seems like the right way that you're trying to pursue, but nothing's changing? Let's just give the Lord a little bit of time this morning just to speak to us.